Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show. This is POR. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully everyone is having a good Tuesday. We survived the Monday on to Tuesday. Hopefully everyone is doing well. What are we going to get into today? Let's talk some NBA. Only one playoff spot left. Who's going to get it? NFL. I'll talk a little bit about some of these quarterbacks coming out, who I think should be drafted, who I think should grab a seat. Diamondbacks, Red Sox. Scorching hot. So we'll get into that as well. Like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. We are brought to you, of course, by the one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Get in there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. And you can get your steaks, you can go home, or how about this, become a club member. Stick around. Watch one of the many televisions they have on. And your sticks never go bad. You just stick them in a locker. It backs up to a humidor, so you never have to ever worry about your sticks going bad or anything happening to them. Come in, sit down, relax, and enjoy. A lot of great people there at Maduro's. Love to welcome you into the family. I know I've been a member there for about 5-6 years now. So, definitely worth it. It's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Located at Alma School in Chandler Heights. That's 4991 Alma School in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know that PLR sent you. It will take 10% off of any cigar purchase that you have. Okay, like I said, we've got some stuff to get into today. This weekend we're going to do a full breakdown, round by round, of the NBA playoffs. I don't know why I said this weekend. The playoffs start this weekend. At the end of this week, we will be doing a full breakdown of everything. One playoff spot left. It's in the West. That's what this has come down to. You play 82 games. Everyone says, oh, 82 games. That's too many games. What does it take 82 games for? We can decide all this in 70 games. Well, sometimes you can't decide it all in 70 games. Sometimes you can't decide it all in 76 games. There's one spot left in the West. Minnesota or Denver. One of them's going to get it. Game's in Minnesota. And guess who's playing? Minnesota and Denver. Actually picked, and I think I'm going to replay this. I name the teams that will be going to the playoffs in the Western Conference. I named Houston, Golden State, Portland, New Orleans, San Antonio, Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Denver. The only team that I'm going to miss by is Utah. I know, I keep repeating this, but it's true. I thought Memphis got old. Dallas has no talent. Sacramento has no talent. LA was too young, and Phoenix is Phoenix. I nailed them all almost except for one, and that will come down to tomorrow night. Minnesota-Denver play-in game. Can't wait. Guess what the winner of that playoff game gets? They get to play the Houston Rockets. You realize if the playoffs started today, Oklahoma City would be playing Golden State. KD would be playing against the Oklahoma City Thunder without Steph Curry. How fun would that be to watch? On the flip side, like I said, Suns are going to lose 60. They've already lost 61 games. They lose to Dallas, they're going to lose 62 games. They're going to go 20-62. When the season started, I had them winning almost 30 games. I thought. But this season has seen nine NBA teams lose 53 or more basketball games. And with that being said, unless Memphis loses their last game, the Suns will have 61-62 losses and be the only 60-loss team in the NBA. Wow. I guess there's nowhere to go but up. Just think, they've managed to be worse than the New York Knicks, the Brooklyn Nets, the Chicago Bulls, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Orlando Magic. And the way it's worked in both conferences is really kind of sad. It's really kind of simple. Teams get in. Two teams just barely miss, and I mean barely, that's going to happen in the West. And then there's one mediocre team, Charlotte in the East, L.A. in the West. And then everyone else is a lottery, like poorly 53 loss or more type, just bad. Eastern Conference of the NBA. Every team, with the exception of all the 8 playoff teams, and you know I'm not a big analytics guy, but have a minus and plus differential, and a minus and plus minus differential and points per game. All of them. The beloved Phoenix Suns. A 9.8 plus minus and a minus side on point differential. Yeah, you could say they can score a little bit. They're averaging 103 points, but they're giving up 113 points a game. No one in the NBA is giving up more points per game than the Phoenix Suns. I don't talk about Phoenix a little bit more. I don't want to turn this into a referendum of how bad the Phoenix Suns are and what they are doing wrong. So I'll get into that a little bit later. But, yeah, it all comes down to tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow between Denver and Minnesota. Who do you want to be your quarterback? Who do you want to be? Who do you want it to be? Josh Darnold? Lamar Jackson? Josh Allen? Baker Mayfield? Who do you want? Rosen? Who do you want? It's going to be one of the five. I haven't watched a lot of film on every one of these kids. And obviously, I'm not Chris Landry, so I'm not going to break it down like that. I'm not the Sims kid. I'm not going to break it down like that. A lot of the things with me is just the eyeball test, who I saw play, who I like play. I like Baker Mayfield. What I don't like about Baker Mayfield are the same things I like about Baker Mayfield. There's this song about Authentic Condition. And there's one line in this song that says, the things that makes me love you are the things pushing me away. And that's the way I feel about Baker Mayfield. The things that I love about Baker Mayfield, the energy, the mentalness that he brings to the games, the excitement, the edginess, the things that get him fired up, I absolutely love that. What I hate about it, his game, is all those things. Because I've seen him get wild by someone not shaking his hand. You know, I've seen him grab his crotch because of that and get upset and, you know, spew things and verbally say things and all that. And I feel your quarterback can't necessarily do that. Will he be able to calm down and be an NFL quarterback? We'll see. I think he will be, though. Josh Darnold, prototypical quarterback. Big, strong, arm strength is NFL ready. Can make all the throws. But I'm worried about him winning. I think, honestly, USC should have been better. So I'm a little worried about, can he win consistently? Was he the reason SC didn't win? And if he's your number one pick, he's going to Cleveland. And hell, you talk about a team just that needs to need someone that knows how to figure out how to win. As their QB. Josh Allen, I haven't seen a lot. I've seen a little bit. I know that people that loved him fell more in love with him during Senior Bowl week. They love his interviews. They love all that stuff. I saw a guy that really didn't complete a whole lot of passes, though. Yeah, he had a great bowl week, but in games that count it for his team, he didn't really complete a lot of passes. So I'm curious. Rosen, like Rosen. NFL hates Rosen. Rosen does this crazy thing. He thinks. Rosen does this other crazy thing. He has more on his mind than just football. You know, will he be able to concentrate on just football when it's time? Will he only worry about football? Will he have other thoughts? Will his social conscience get in the way? He grew up rich. So will that impact the way he plays the game? These are all the things that NFL execs question, which is stupid. Peyton Manning grew up rich. Eli Manning grew up rich. Didn't affect their hunger for the game. I think he may be the best quarterback or one of the best quarterbacks in the draft out of all of them. Lamar Jackson. I think he may be the best quarterback in the draft along with Rosen out of all of them. We don't know. Bill Polian says he should be a wide receiver. He's good enough to go and play wide receiver in NFL, even though he's never played receiver a day in his life. He's better than every other wide receiver in the draft, so he should just switch over and be a wide receiver. He's not big enough. He's pretty tall. He's over 6'2". He just doesn't have enough weight. Yeah, he weighs just a little bit more than, or a little bit less than Rosen. Yeah, but guys, there's tape on him. We've seen him play. We've seen the freakish athleticism. We've seen him win. I love him. The Cardinals could draft him. That would be great. And I say that not because I don't like any of the other guys, but they'll be gone. He has a shot to fall to them. And if the Cardinals think they're going to get much long-term out of Bradford, who can't stay healthy for more than two games, they have a whole nother thing coming. They know that Sam Bradford can't stay healthy. That's why they signed him to a contract and 5 minutes later signed Mike Glennon to a backup role. He is so bad last year with the Bears that, or he was so bad last year with the Bears, that a rookie quarterback that wasn't supposed to start for another few weeks ended up starting because they figured, oh, what do we have to lose? Can't get any worse. And as the draft gets closer, we'll talk more quarterback. We'll talk more positioning. We'll talk about who needs it, who should go where. We'll talk about probably Saquon Barkley and the fact that you can't draft a running back with the number one pick. You can do it at the number four spot, but not the number one spot. Stupidest crap in the world. Just saying it sounds dumb. No, this show, listen, we love football, but I'm going to tell you, we're not going to break down left tackles, right guards, defensive tackles. We're not going to do that. We're going to give you an overview of things and an overview of what's going to happen. Go to thesportscave.com. We have our mock draft first round up now, so feel free to gander over and take a look. We will be doing a 2.0. Let you know when that's out. Like I said, we are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco Company. Looking at it on the school and channel, I just make sure that you get down and let them know that PLR sent you. And it will take 10% off any cigar purchase that you have. Call a number. I'm sorry, I didn't give that to you. There's something wrong with me. 917-889-7828 if you want to get in on any topic that we've discussed, anything that you want to bring up, feel free. So it's baseball season, right? Which means that spring time, weather should be breaking, everyone should be out in shorts, chilling, watching baseball, having a good time. The Cubs and the White Sox, they opened yesterday in Chicago. Guess what? It snowed like crazy. Three inches of snow or more. Cubs get it worse, too. They were on, they get that lake effect snow because Wrigley's right off the lake. Guess what? Cubs game got canceled due to snow. The White Sox played. we know. We know. I'm a Sox fan first. Isn't it amazing though, the same city? One team gets snowed out, the other team plays. I mean, the parks are, I would say, let me count these streets in between. Yeah, you got Ashland, and then you got Halsted, and I can't really count Halsted, though, but then you got Damon, and then you go back that way. Yeah, it's about 12 miles apart, I'd say. Somehow the Sox played. Somehow the Cubs did. Hilarious. Sox got their game, man. I don't know. Cubs took some great pictures, though. Playing in the snow. They look like they had fun. Snow angels, everything. It looked like they had a good time. Oh, maybe the Sox should have played more, though. Maybe they definitely should have gotten in. Maybe they shouldn't have played. Maybe they should have taken a postponement because they ended up taking their fourth loss in a row. So maybe they should have said, nah, not today. And it says, taking a loss by a terrible team in the Tampa Bay Rays. The Cubs are 1-2 in a row, getting it turned around like you knew they would. They were like, "Hell, no, we ain't gonna play in this nonsense. We're the Cubs, not the Bears." But like I said at the beginning, the Diamondbacks and the Red Sox scorching hot. I guess it'd be unfair if I didn't have to mention that since they've won 6 in a row, they're 8-1 to start the season. And it'd be unfair if I didn't say anything about Pittsburgh, who's also 7-2. But the D-backs are different because they were expected to be better and they were expected to be a playoff team, and they're living up to that same as Boston. I'm real big on run differential in baseball, real big on it. Plus 16 for the Red Sox, plus 19 for the Diamondbacks, and we know what Houston's going to do. Listen, Houston's the best team in baseball. And all honesty, I picked them to win a title again this year. So I'm speaking of teams, baseball fans, before you get upset, about teams other than Houston, who's going to win it again? Just so many things well. So many things well. Both Sox, though, start 0-1, win their next 8. They're just balling, man. Both Sox are just balling. Got a couple good guests coming on towards the end of the week so we can talk a little bit more baseball, talk a little bit more basketball, talk all that good stuff. Tomorrow, Wednesday, there is not a show. We will be back on the air Thursday. Well, let me rephrase that. There's not a live show. There will be a best of show. So if you missed any of our shows, hop in tomorrow. You will find that we will have something that you may not have heard, but you will hear again if you have and for the first time if you haven't. I do thank you for joining me today. This is The K-Show. This is PLR. Make sure you follow us on social media at The Sports Cave on Instagram, Facebook fan page, and Twitter. Also, make sure you visit thesportscave.com. And Cave is always with the K. You can get me directly at PLR on Sports on Twitter. Until Thursday live, I do appreciate you joining us today. This is PLR. This has been The Cave Show. Everyone have a great Tuesday. Take care now.